We've been traveling through the Sugya of Emunah, trying to understand that Emunah doesn't just mean believing in the Ribbono Shel Olam, but realizing that we have a kesher nafshi with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're totally connected. The Leshem says, Elokeinu is gematria Emunah. It's not just that there is a God, it's that I have a Ribbono Shel Olam. He connects with me. He believes in me. He allows me to succeed. He knows I can succeed. Sometimes he's disappointed in me because he knows I could do better. And he takes care of every single one of my needs. And last week we spoke about the parsha called Kinah, jealousy, which I said was one of the most important shmuzen, maybe the most important shmuzen. I'm a big talker because I feel like today's shmuz is the most important. It's going to start losing my credibility over here. But we talked about that the whole idea of kina in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the idea of being jealous of someone, the only way to work on it. There are ways to work on every other thing, different ways, but there's only one way to work on kina, on jealousy, and that is to have emuna, to believe that I have a full and rich life within. Ezehu Ashir Asameach Bechelkai means that I'm a wealthy man. In my own life, as we said, I have an unlimited credit card. I'm a wealthy man. I'm not just happy with my chilek, but anything I could possibly want to do is here in front of me, because this is my life. And when I look over there, it's not my life. I'm not interested in it. If I'm already on the starting five, what do I care if he's the point guard? I'm already on the team. I'm necessary. If I get off here, we're lost. I'm full of this relationship that I have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And people are able to live this way. People are able to live with this rich life of having a kesher with Hashem. Someone told me from a cab driver this week, mamash from the cab driver. Cab driver comes, there's a line of cabs that are designated for a certain hotel, a certain company. He's waiting on this line, and lo and behold, a cab from another company comes and drops someone off at the hotel and gets the call. That's it. He's got it. He just took him. What happened? He says, I'm cool as a cucumber. Maybe this guy was Sfardi. As we said, Sfardim are really steiging in Emuna. I don't know in the story. Maybe not. Maybe he's a starka Ashkenaz or two. But he kept going there, and then came the next guy. It was his opportunity. And the guy behind him, the cab behind him, says, no. You let him go. You tried to be a holy man and let that guy go. It's mine. You let me skip you. He goes, okay, skipped him. Right? So he's sitting there, you know, no job there. And all of a sudden the concierge comes out. They said, we need someone to go to Yam HaMelech. It's a full day job. Boom! Gewaldig. These are nice stories, Rabosai. They're all beautiful. But even when I don't know the ending, I know the metzias. I have everything I need in my own life. That's what it means, emuna. That's the understanding that we're trying to reach. But now we have a problem. And this is why this becomes a very significant shmuz for all areas of life. Which is, we've been talking about having a relationship with Hashem. Right? That's how you do it. Have a relationship with Him. There's only one problem. What's a relationship? What is that thing? You say, come on. Everybody knows what a relationship is. What's a relationship? If a person doesn't know what a regular relationship is, they can't have a relationship with Hashem. It was fascinating. One time I was walking with a bachur many years ago, and I saw he was connected with Hashem. It was really beautiful to talk to him. He goes, you know what? Sometimes it's just impossible to rely on Hashem. He just throws me these curves. But I saw he was like talking to Hashem. He like has a relationship with him. It's like, you can't rely on him. So I asked him, I said, tell me something. Can you rely on your parents? He says, my parents are the least reliable people. Now, I'm not saying he's right. A lot of times when we're young, we misjudge our parents. Parents who are Malachi Hashem Savakas were sheepish. But this is a very telling story. How is somebody supposed to think Hashem is a father when he's never experienced the feeling of relying on his own father, at least according to his perhaps crooked and twisted way of seeing things. But if you've never seen the Father, so then how do you get excited when you call Hashem an Ava Rachaman, a Father? The way we build our emunah is in relationships in our life. If we have those relationships, it makes it much easier. If we don't feel that we have those relationships, it naturally makes it more abstract, more distant. What does it mean that I can count on somebody? I feel like I've never been able to count on anybody. And these relationships are extremely valuable. Rav Hunner says a davar neira in Maimer Yud Zayin, in Pachad Yitzchak on Sukkot. He says, where does the word emunah come from? The word emunah, the shorish is amen, which is dependency. But he says the root is aim. Aleph mem. He says, aim. Mom, the root of emunah, the word emunah, is aim. Is aim. The definition, he says, of aim is something you can depend on. Something you can depend on. He says, what's the first experience of dependency you have in your life? Mazel tov, it's a boy, right? Now, you know, you watch the kid starts crying. It's the baby, after it stops crying, goes like this. And it does that for a very long time. You know what it's saying? Feed me, feed me, feed me. Goes to mom, and before even there's milk, there's all sorts of nutrition before that. Hashem made for the first couple days. There's this nutrition going through, and then there's milk. But this baby is just, I need somebody to depend on. This is my life. And Rav Huttner says, really? Aim doesn't mean mom, it means emunah. But a mom is called emunah. Why? Because you can count on mom. You can count on her. And somebody who's experienced that understands. Who experienced that? David HaMelech. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, in Shir HaMalos to David Hashem, Im lo shivisi v'domamti nafshi ki gomol aleimo ki gomol nafshi. My experience with Hashem is like I'm being held in my mother's arms, being fed. Yachel Yisrael Hashem me'atov yaroyla. David experienced HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a mother. Emunah is that metzias of that relationship. But if a person doesn't have a relationship to compare it to, it becomes extremely difficult. So we have to evaluate relationships over here, Rabosai. Now, we can't walk around with a chip on our shoulder that we weren't happy with certain relationships. I think the first avot is to see how there were people we really can count on. A lot of times we think there were people we couldn't. We have to really evaluate and stop being so spoiled. But even if there are people that we can't count on or we weren't able to count on, so now the time to build the relationships is within yourself. Within yourself. You become a representative of those relationships where you can see, I'm a loyal friend, I'm a loyal father, I'm a loyal spouse, and look at me, I'm just a little old guy. And Hashem times billions of billions and billions to Netzach cares about me and is connected to me, and I can depend on him totally. So we will now work on our relationships, Rabosai. And we're going to pick a very important relationship, and we've never done this to this extent, but this is very important. We're going to try to discuss marriage. Marriage is the most intimate relationship that a person can ever have, even more than mom and dad, and really you got to get that straight, otherwise you're going to have problems. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Al kein yazov ish es aviv es imo. You have to leave mom and dad. It has to happen. V'davach b'ishtoi, and he has to cling to his wife. V'hayu lebasar echad. You become one person. This is the only relationship where you become one. We have to understand what this means. And somebody who understands this will understand our relationship with Hashem. It's more intimate than a father. It's more intimate than a mother. It's a relationship of v'erastich li be'emunah. Hashem got married to us with emunah, with trust. At Har Sinai, we're compared to a kala of Hashem. And this relationship of husband and wife, if it's understood and lived correctly, will be a window into the greatest dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But being sloppy in this relationship leads to a terrible existence, period, and will also, ultimately, as we'll prove, disconnect us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem was ma'aris us with emuna. What does that mean? That means that the deepest part of a marriage, the deepest part of a marriage, over everything, over all the love, and if you can use the word romance, if you could use such a word, over all of that, the deepest part of a marriage is loyalty. That's called emuna. Faith. Being faithful. Being connected with your spouse. Not just being loyal, but being totally attached. Being totally connected as one. That is the erusin that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we said a couple weeks ago, an amazing chiddush from the Gaon. Amazing chiddush from the Gaon. That the Gemara says, Rachmona liba bai. Hashem wants our hearts. And we thought, and many say this, that what does it mean to give Hashem your heart? Give him all your emotions, all your passion, all your fear and awe. Give him all of that. And the Gaon says, no. Rachmona liba bai is Hashem wants emuna. He wants loyalty and dependence. He wants a relationship of being attached. Why? Because beyond every emotion is something deeper. Emotions can come and go. Some days I'll have news for you. You know, I'm not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it. Rachel was nice. We got married. But, you know, I'm on a business trip. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. I don't know what I was thinking. I was crazy. Oh, tomorrow I'm feeling it. Baruch Hashem. He's back. He's back. And it's good he didn't act on it. But feelings themselves are not an absolute relationship. A relationship starts on emuna, which means it's me and Rachel, period. I don't care. Of course, we're supposed to love each other, but even if we don't, it's me and Rachel. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you must love your wife at every moment, but it says you have to keep your ksuba. You have to keep all your obligations in the marriage. The fiber of the relationship is we are one person. That's the emuna of being married. And it's a totally different existence living like that. In Chayei Nisuin, when you get married, you don't think ever. You don't ever think, actually from the day you get engaged, Kibalti Mirabosai. From the day you get engaged, remember this, guys. The day you get engaged, you never think possibly that this girl is not for me. You don't think that. Now, there might be things called red flags, right? If she starts walking around in a monkey costume and, like, you know, drooling and barking, so maybe ask your local rabbi. That's called a red flag. But without those red flags, even if she chews loudly and you find out she snores, at the end of the day, the metzias is that any possible thought that this is not my wife is destruction. It's the worst type of hirhur you could ever have. Because we are building a house where we're one. We're a metzias of echad. Somebody once came into our base medrash. He was having a rough day with his rebbetzin. And he told me, I got in a fight with her. Wasn't that important, the issue? And he mentioned the D word to her. You know what the D word is? Divorce. And I told him, there are certain things I tell people based on damage control. I told him, I think this is going to take you months to repair. But that's what I told him because he was stuck. What am I going to tell him? I'm telling you guys, if anyone ever utters such a word, even in a sarcastic or humorous way, they've destroyed their marriage automatically. They've destroyed it. We are one. That's an amputation. It's not an issue of are we together? We are basar echad mamish. And anything different is a shiloh of amputating. We don't think in those terms when we have a relationship of emuna. We're together. We might have difficult times. We might not understand what's going on, but we'll work it out. The whole kivun is we are one. And the Maharal says a davar noira in the Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Tzadi Amud Beis. He says, the Gemara says, Kol ha-magarish ishtoi rishayna. whoever's Megarish who divorces his first wife, Afilu Mizbeach Moirid Olav Dmos, even the Mizbeach starts crying from this. Very strange, puzzling Gemara. The Mizbeach starts crying from the divorce of your first wife. Says the Maharal, what does this mean? The Maharal says that there are only two relationships of oneness in the world. There's Hashem and you, and that's represented by the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is where you put, sometimes you sacrifice, you do difficult things, you give to Hashem, and He accepts. There's a relationship through that Mizbeach. It's where we sit at the table, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. This is our relationship, we're attached, me and Hashem. And there's another relationship like that, a husband and a wife. Even the name of Hashem, when it's together, an Ish V'Isha has the Yud Kei. They're not different types of relationships, they're the same. They're oneness, they're absolute relationships. Says the Maharal, the Gemara is telling us, that when someone says, I'm not feeling it, I'm just not feeling it, there are a lot of fish in the sea. And he's married, he's destroyed everything. He hasn't just destroyed his marriage, but he's destroyed his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's destroyed everything that's unified, that's stable in his existence. Everything that he has, he's breaking it apart. And even the Mizbeach is shayach to this, is crying, how could he do this to me? How could he break us up? And the Gemara brings a pasuk in Malachi to prove this. The Gemara says, what's Hashem's issue? He's being made between you and the wife of your youth. You betrayed her. She's your true friend. And she had a covenant with you. How could you do this to her? And then the pasuk says something very strange. Very strange. It says, V'lo echarasa. So some of the Mefarshim say one thing. Rashi says, V'lo echarasa means, weren't you created as one? Like Adam and Chava? Says the Arve Nachal in Bracious. What's this pasuk saying? It says, how could you reject her? V'lo echarasa. It's not an issue of two people. It's an issue of one person. Aren't you the person who had a wife that came from your ribcage like Adam and Chava? It's one. You're making a mistake. You're living outside of your own life. You're leaving your emuna. You're leaving what's real. And of course, there are reasons to get divorced, and you guys probably think I'm crazy for talking about this, but I would do this for my own children, and I see today, and the Rosh Yeshiva loves you like children, and I try to like you, love you like children, and you should play this over and over 1,000 times over your lives. There's something called an Erva Stavar. A person gets divorced, according to the Torah, because there's a major problem called Arayas. That's Erva Stavar. But everything else, the Mizbeach cries. And I was bothered in a Mishnah, at the end of Gittin, in the same place. And Mara's talking about different reasons to get divorced. Says Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afilu Matza Acheret Nahemena, you found a better girl. You're allowed to. You're allowed does not mean it's recommended. The Mizbeach's bawling from this guy. Bawling. But you're allowed. Green light. Bivakasha. Now, what's the raya? Shenemar, the pasuk says, V'hayim lo timsachein be'enav. It says, if you don't like your wife anymore, she doesn't find favor in your eyes. Can I ask you a question? What does that have to do with what Rabbi Akiva says? Rabbi Akiva says, you found another girl! The pasuk doesn't say that. It says, she lost that spark, that twinkle. Rabbi Akiva says, you found another girl! And he says, my raya is that she lost that twinkle. What? Rabbi Akiva is being megala adavar noira, which is the destruction of our generation, Ladaiti. The total destruction of our generation. Rabbi Akiva is saying, you know why they lost that spark? You know why they gave up? Because he's looking around. He's looking around. He's not living in his own life. And now he came home and Oh, there's Rachel again. Not like what I saw outside. The lack of Metzias Chayim only comes from looking outside of our lives. And we pointed out last week, and we're going to come right back to this now, Rav Osai. So buckle your seatbelts. We're coming right back to jealousy. We pointed out that there's only one way to deal with looking outside, and that's Emunah. And we didn't discuss the most important sugya over here. Because the Torah discusses one particular area of jealousy. One particular area of moving outside of your life. And it's in the Aseret HaDibros. And the Zohar HaKadosh says this is the ikar of Kol HaTorah Kula. Loi sach moed es eshes reyecha. The Zohar says that if you want to synopsize the entire Torah into one pasuk, it's don't covet thy neighbor's wife. You like that thy, right? Thy neighbor's wife. Thy neighbor's wife. How is that Kol HaTorah Kula? What is going on? The Zohar says that's Kol HaTorah Kula. Right? That's just one issue in my life. No, it isn't. You know what an Isha is? An Isha is called a bias. It's your matzav. It's not just the way she looks. It's the way she is. It's her whole metzias. She's the matzav by somebody else. Says the Zohar HaKadosh. Says the Zohar HaKadosh. This will destroy you. You're somebody with such a rich life. And you want to destroy it all. You want to be Oikar Kol HaTorah Kula. Start looking outside of your life. That's exactly how you destroy everything. Everything in your life will lose its sparkle quickly. Quickly, she's just as beautiful. She's just as beautiful. And even if she's not, she's just as beautiful. You have nobody to compare to. That's the Yisoid of Lo Sachmod. And the Eben Ezra says something that's quoted, but not quoted enough inside. The Eben Ezra asks, on this pasuk of those Sachman is Eishes Riach, he says, Anoshim Rabim Yitzmoru al Zos HaMitzvah. Many people are in wonderment about this mitzvah. Eich Yia Adam Shelo Yachmo Dover Yafe Belibo. How could you not want something that's good looking? How could you not want that? It's natural. It's a great question. This is a fascinating question. How could the Torah tell you to not want something? Torah can tell you not to like chocolate cake. Don't like chocolate cake! Don't like chocolate! Doesn't work. I've tried it. Diets, doesn't work. I can scream at myself from here to tomorrow. I love chocolate cake. I still do. So, what's going on? He says, no, it's possible. I'll give you a mushal. Dak, he ish kafri shiyesh loy deya nechayna, bu'ra bas melech shiyafeh. A simple villager sees the daughter of the king, a prince, a beautiful princess. He sees a beautiful princess. Lo yachmodo sabalibo, sheikh vishkavima. He's not going to be thinking about a relationship with this girl. Ki yedek, he says, lo yitach, and he knows it's not happening. Right? You can get the best shotgun in the world. Nobody's going to set up the villager with this girl. Ba'al takshayv zeh kufri shehu ke'echad min ha'mishugoyim. He doesn't think he's a fool. She's obviously yol k'nofayim lo v'shamayim. He thinks he's a bird? Remember from last week, the guy who thought he was a bird? The Eben Ezra says it. You think I'm a bird? It's not shayach v'lo yitachin lios. It can't be. Kasher ein adam misaven lishkayv im imo. Oh my goodness. Listen to the Eben Ezra over here. This is not the famous part of the Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra says that if you want to understand why the Torah can get you to not have taivas for everything that's around you, like all the crazy people who are running around, like Meshugayim, and have no menuchas and nefesh, they can't stop thinking about things. So he says, it's not nogeya. It's off limits. When things are off limits, they don't drive you nuts. But if it's the shidduch that I could have had, oh, and I can't believe I said no, I said no on the third day, oh! It's so real, it's so by me. That's something to be jealous of, but something that's off limits, I don't even have a taiva for it. I can't even imagine it would be shayach to me. Says the Eben Ezra, a scary mashal. Says, Mom, a person has, you'll excuse me for saying this is the Eben Ezra, an attractive mother. Do you notice that any healthy person is not attracted to their mother? There should be an Isser Yichud. She's only a few years older than a lot of us. What's going on? Says the Eben Ezra, listen to this amazing taich. Says the Eben Ezra, Ki hirgilu me'na'urav, you were taught since you're younger. La'dat she'yasurlo, mom is off limits. My sister is off limits. Can you imagine? Imagine what's going on over here. Clarity changes taivas. Clarity. Not working on taivas, being clear on the richness of your life. That's what makes you stop going. That's what puts you inside your life. When a person realizes this, and says the Eben Ezra Viter, Hashem gives us our chelek. Bani chayim zayni lapis chusa tal yamil. Solomon mazal. A person has mazal. Ubavur ze hamaska lo yisave velo yachmod. Any intelligent person is not interested in things that are off limits. They're not nogeya. And I can be made to you, knowing people who are kadosh v'tahor, who are just like you. This is the only way to get out of this disgusting situation of this generation, is to know that things are off limits. You will gain menuchas and nefesh. It will affect your entire system of taiva. I have a friend, his wife was saying over to my wife, that her friend said, you know, your husband goes on a lot of business trips, a lot. Aren't you nervous? She said it never occurred to her to be nervous. And I'll tell you why. I know her husband. I don't know if her husband loves her all that much. I'm sure he does. But I don't know. But I know this is the most principled person I know. Because he's loyal. He has emunah. Somebody who's living with this chlorokite that I and my Rebbetzin are one, we're attached. There's nothing else. And the Bachrim of our yeshiva are growing. But there are people outside of our Bachrim who wander around, not in this yeshiva, chas v'shalom. Someone who's wandering around in town is already destroying his marriage. You think you can press a button and decide there's only one girl for you? It doesn't work. It's a mentality. Go around. And then when you're married, it's the same thing. And then you look at her and plenty of fish in the sea. And the divorce rate today is ayum v'noira rabosai. And there are legitimate reasons to get divorced. But the vast majority of people are not living with this clarity. Are not living with understanding what's going on. Lidaiti, the worst place on the internet. The worst place on the internet is Simchas Bat. The worst place out of all of them. Why? When I was younger, I'm sure when the Rosh Hashiva was younger, we never saw people's kalas. A friend of mine, on an invitation for his engagement party, he put him in his kala. I looked like, you dork. That was a big word back then. Such a dork. Like, it's got a picture of him in his kala. It's so embarrassing. What's in nogeya? Nobody ever discussed these things. Nobody was getting regular boys. Everyone just was excited to find their kala. Today, everybody's invading everyone else's existence. Why would anyone care to see pictures that someone's l'chaim? Why would anyone care? Don't they realize that that's the destruction of a hayu basar echad mamish, to be one with your Rebbetzin? This is an avoda rabosai. People, I know, they watch movies in their bedroom. Not chas v'shalom people from around here. They watch movies in their bedroom with their wife because you can't put a TV in the rest of the house. It's not yeshivish. The cheder hamitis is the place where a person realizes that he's basar echad with his wife. A person like that will never experience a day of a bias neman be Yisrael. What does it mean, a bias neman? Total stability. It's just me and Rachel. Little does Rachel know that in the place where we're building Klal Yisrael, he has everyone else in mind. And Mamela, he doesn't have the interest. Oh, what a coincidence. Just sort of happens like that. Rachmano Litzlan. And Goyim have happy marriages, guys. They do. They can. But they also let other men dance with their wives at weddings. So if you're prepared to do that, you'll have that type of happy marriage. It's a happy marriage, but it's not a basar echad. It has no shaychut with a bias neman be Yisrael. And if you see people who do these things, who watch these things, who look at these things, and they're smiling, and they look like they're happy with their wives, they're happy like Italians are also married. but they've never experienced the metzias of living in their own metzias, of the richness of that, of being free from all of these things. It's only Emuna that does this for you. There's this automatic embarrassment. Why am I looking at something that's not for me? Of course there's the first thought, but then, it's not for me. It's not for me. Such a rich existence, filled with every enjoyment in the world. All he can think about is his own wife and how rich his own home is, Rabosai. And this is the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with us. Ve'erastich li be'emuna. We're not Hashem's kids only. We're Basar Echad. And some want to claim that Hashem got rid of us. Even in times when we've done things that are worth that, we did Ervas Davar, like Cheda Egel, Hashem never let go of us. Hashem had an Erisin Be'emuna with us. He stuck with us. There are those who say, there's what's called the New Israel, the Rambam says, like the Neutrim, the Krakshans, they say Hashem changed his mind. We don't hold that there are reasons that Hashem might have wanted to do that, but we hold that Hashem would never do that. That's not what a marriage is. Hashem believes in us. And Hashem knows what we can do. And even the Arabs, Hagarim, the Rambam says, they also have a system to believe that the Torah is true, but Hashem changed his mind. I had to do research on this. I found that even the Arabs believe this. I didn't know this. 130 times in the Quran, Moshe Rabbeinu is mentioned, and he's considered a true prophet, one of the most true prophets who never had an angel intervening. Whoa, that's a big haskama. But they said, Hashem changed his mind. Right? Hashem doesn't change his mind. We're living in solid relationships, Rabbosai. Every part of a solid relationship is being mekasher yourself to emes. The more parts of your life that are your own, the more you're shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should all be zeichet to have emunah shleima and build batim neman b'Yisrael.